Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all and welcome to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard. Those that are listening via internet, and even those that will come later in the archives to retrieve this broadcast. I greet you all. I pray that your day is excellent. And if it's not, by the time we finish with this segment show, I really do pray all is well for you. If you would like to receive your prophecy, all you have to do is call into the show at area code 347-884-9664. Pass that number. Maybe somebody really needs to hear a word from the Lord. God bless you all. Let's see. Which way I'm going today, Lord? I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 347. God bless you on this cold.
God bless you, too, Papa Bynum. I just ran upstairs, so you may kind of hear me breathing a little hard. I didn't want to be late getting on, closing the blind and turning on the lights. But I thank God I made it in time. Can you hear me?
Sorry about that, area code 347. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank God I made
it.
Rushing up. I didn't want to be late getting on because I was closing the blind and turning on the light. But I may sound a little windy, but I thank God I'm here and thank God for another day and another Monday to be back on the network.
Yes. And it's always a delight to have you. And it's always a blessing to have you on. I'm going to let you catch your breath.
Thank you.
Okay? But I'll get back to you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes. Area code 347. She calls in all the time. Let me just give these quick announcements. The switchboard is pretty quiet tonight. Lord, just have your way. Friday, January 29th at 6 p.m. here on Prophecy Night, I'm going to be blessing you all with the words from the Lord, titled, You Are Called, But Are You Committed? Yes, you are called, but are you committed? That's going to be Friday here at Prophecy Night, January 29th. And then Monday, February 15th, we'll have missionary John Ennis come to bless us with the word from the Lord, titled, Are There Kings in the Kingdom? And then in March, every Wednesday will be relationship night where you could call in your relationship questions and receive your relationship prophecies. And then in the month of April, every Friday, I'll have a small company of prophets that will give the word of the Lord to all those who call in here at Prophecy Night. So the Lord definitely have a very large lineup that's coming up if the Lord allowed me to prior to towards the ending of this segment show. I will repeat that. As always, it's easy to find me right on Facebook.com, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. You can find the ministry there. Leave your comments and messages. Let me open up the phone line. Area code 832. I thank God for her. She's very faithful and calling in too. God bless you, 832.
Good afternoon. How you doing this afternoon? God bless you also.
How are you?
I'm fine. Just had a beautiful day. I'm not at home, but I'm still able to listen here.
Okay, that means you're on the outside.
Right.
But that's okay. I thank God
for
your faithfulness, okay?
Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Yes. Yes. I thank God for 832. She's on the outside. And you know, sometimes on the outside, you can be so distracted by the noise from the inside. Well, like I say, the switchboard is pretty quiet tonight. And as I'm just meditating on the word of the Lord, I'm allowing him to speak to my spirit once again. If you want to receive your prophecy, all you have to do is just call into the show at area code 347-884-9664. And I'd definitely be happy to speak to you all. The Lord has been doing some awesome things here. I just want to say quickly here on Prophecy Night, two souls are being saved. I'm just so grateful for the work that God is doing. And we should never take anything for granted to what God can do, because he can actually do all things. So that's a beautiful thing to know that we have that on our side, and know that we have God on our side. The Lord is leading me tonight to, and I don't know why, but I'm going to be obedient. The Lord is leading me tonight to talk about unforgiveness. Now, if you're on the line, and whatever it is that you're going through, or even if you're listening via internet, the Lord is automatically telling me that there's a big problem with unforgiveness. And one thing that I could tell you as a true prophet of God, unforgiveness is a silent death. Unforgiveness is a silent death. This silent death for unforgiveness is very, very, very seeable in this world and even within the body of Christ, to the point that it has sickened my stomach. And I can't begin to understand, how dare a person in the ministry of the Lord can do anything to harm another? And I want you all to remain with that thought. And I want you, you're going to see me take calls and still give you the word of the Lord. I'm going to open the phone lines, every call 646, and I want to go back more talking about that unforgiveness. God bless you, area code 646.
God bless you. Wondering if there was any other message for me. I did call in for the prophecy for the new year.
Yes, yes, I do remember you. How is everything going in regards to that?
Well, I'm waiting. Little things are coming in, not ones that are paying yet, but we'll see what happens. You know, I believe things will turn around and be good.
Yes, I sure do believe for you. Well, one thing I want to tell you, that patience is going to be the key in this new year, in this season for you. I know the last time I spoke with you, there was more than one thing that we had discussed. And I want to tell you that even in waiting for those things to manifest, we still have to be faithful and we still have to pray the word of the Lord concerning the word that was given to you. So my word to you tonight is to just remain patient and most of all, be focused. And when the time comes for you to receive all that has been given to you by God, you'll know that it's from Him.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want you to...
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I've been more focused,
Yes. That's going to be the key for you. That's really going to be the key. Because they're going to tell you, if you don't, you won't see those things manifest. See, that's why it's very important when we get the prophecy from the prophet, we don't take the word and just sit on it and say, well, the prophet says. Yes, the prophet says through the voice of God, but through your faithfulness, which is not just something you believe, but it's more of an action thing. When you act on it and do something, then you begin to see it manifest.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And God bless you again.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless every coach. 646. And as I was saying, the silent death of unforgiveness, we as believers in Christ do not have the right to walk around in ministry with a heart of unforgiveness. And I can tell you why, because when God sent His only begotten Son for you and I into this world, for you and I, and everyone that will retrieve this message, and even those that's not going to retrieve it, He came, He sent His Son to this world with a mission in mind. And it was to sacrifice His Son so that we would live a life of sinless, that we would live a life of love. See, lives today, and this is for everybody, are really poisoned to the point of death. Because any time you don't forgive someone for something, you're feeding and poisoning to that person. In fact, God say you're feeding poison into yourself. Now, I can tell you what the Bible says in regards to that, that we ought to be kind to one another. I heard somebody say, this is why God has given me this. Tenderhearted, forgiving for one another. Why? Even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. Now, that's right out of Ephesians chapter 4. I don't know, I believe verse 32. You could go back and read it for yourself. The spirit of unforgiveness that we all have to understand is not exposed enough. In fact, we had a caller on Monday I gave a prophecy to, and she mentioned about how her relationship with her mother wasn't good because of what had happened, and she really didn't forgive her. And the reason why I know God is sending me into this area is because whoever's listening tonight, and if it's you, I'm asking you to raise your hand up to the Lord, not to the prophet, raise your hand up to the Lord. If you're dealing with something that you know deep down in your inside of you, you haven't forgiven that other person, and importantly, you haven't forgiven yourself. And if the truth be told, forgiveness starts with you, letting go and letting God take over the situation. The worst thing can happen is that you walk around with a bitter spirit. Well, someone would say, this is prophecy night. What is she talking about? This is a corporate prophecy that I'm giving you all. This is not for one person. This is for everyone that is listening. See, as true believers in God, we should not be speaking to one another with a spirit of unforgiveness, because it's a simple fact that it's not a biblical principle. I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, where it is strictly written that we are to be kind to one another and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven all of us in this case. And not only is not biblical principle, you cannot grow with sour residue in your spirit. Unforgiveness is a sour residue. See, our Heavenly Father gave His only Son, as I say, to you and I and all of us. How can we continue to walk around with a bitter and resentment towards what someone said or did? Well, you might be saying, you don't know what was done to me. You don't know what was said to me. You don't know what was talked about to me. No, I might not know. But I can tell you tonight, whoever you are, God is calling you at the altar of unforgiveness. As I told you, to raise your hand. Are you willing to repent right where you are and take heed to this prophetic word? God is the God of love and peace. Who have we really become if we're to the point that we cannot forgive someone of something that they did? Now, hearing this prophetic release, excuse me, and if it's you that I'm talking about, nobody has to know. Right where you are, you should begin to open your mouth and ask God to forgive you first so that you can forgive the other person. If you're listening to this broadcast and God is leading you to call into this show, and because you were dealing with the situation of unforgiveness, then you need to call into the show and let your testimony be heard first unto the Lord, and then those that are listening, that they be able to receive our God's word. Let me just say this to you. Not only you cannot grow, you go nowhere. You're in the same mode and the same spirit and the same situation. Nothing new happens. It's the same cycle you'll see your life in. Doesn't matter if it happens. God is saying that most of you listening tonight, your bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness came from things from your past that you still haven't dealt with. And I know the feeling of dealing from things from my past, because even I, as a prophet of God, I'm still dealing with some issues from my past. And I'm not saying my issue is unforgiveness or my issue is bitterness or resentment but it still falls in those categories that even I have to pray and repent to God for whatever that I have been through. You cannot fool God, and you definitely cannot fool his prophets, because some of you have been burnt so bad from your past. Some of you are still there spiritually and physically, and that's a terrible thing to have been through something years ago, months ago, and you still have to live the agony of knowing deep down in your heart you have not forgiven yourself or that person. I want all of you to think about this word tonight, and I want all of you that this word involves, I want you to take it to the Lord in your, on your personal time and pray. Area code 646, I still see you in the switchboard, and I want you to remember the word of the Lord. 347, remember the word of the Lord. And 832, remember the word of the Lord pertaining to unforgiveness, bitterness, or even its resentment. This is the word of the Lord for you all tonight. And see, a lot of times we want to come hear the prophet hoping what the prophet speaks is what you want to hear. But that's not a prophet. Because 99.9, the prophet is going to speak what you don't want to hear. Why? Because God himself is always going to have the prophet speak about what you need. And this is the word of the Lord tonight. So all of you that is listening, I pray your strength and whatever it is from your past or your present, be encouraged, be patient, and most of all, wait on the Lord. Make sure you join me back here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and see what God has next for all of us to hear. God bless you all. I just want to say quickly, if those came in later in the segment show, Friday, January 29th, I'll be bringing forth the word of the Lord, titled, You Are Called, But Are You Faithful? On Monday, February 15th, I have missionary John Innes come and bless us with the word titled, Are There Kings in the Kingdom? And make sure you join me the month of March every Wednesday, which will be relationship night. I'll be answering relationship questions and giving relationship prophecy as well. And most of all, in April of this year, I'll have a small company of prophets every Friday, along with myself, to bring forth and prophesy the word of the Lord to you all. As always, God bless you all, and thank you once again, and tuning in live to Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophet Ellen Bynum. God bless you all.